Welcome to our study of Numbers. We are in chapter 28, and this chapter records the command and protocol for offering the daily burnt offerings, the Sabbath offerings, the monthly offerings, the Passover offerings, and the festival of harvest or weeks offerings. Verse 1 and 2. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, and say unto them, My offering and my bread for my sacrifices made by fire, for a sweet savor unto me, shall ye observe to offer unto me in their due season.
So the instruction that God's given to Moses is he wants his offerings to be cooked over a fire as a pleasant fragrance to him. And these required offerings provided food for those who served before the Lord. And it was mandatory that they be offered at the appointed times. There's quite a few offerings. If you follow this closely, he didn't need any lazy priests. They had their hands full with offerings, okay?
And thou shalt say unto them, This is the offering made by fire, which ye shall offer unto the Lord, two lambs of the first year without spot, day by day, for a continual burnt offering. And one lamb shalt thou offer in the morning, and the other lamb shalt thou offer at even. And a tenth part of an ephah of flour for a meal offering, mingled with the fourth part of a hin of beaten oil. It is a continual burnt offering which was ordained in Mount Sinai for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord.
So these daily sacrifices could not have defect in them. And he lists what's supposed to be offered this in the morning and in the evening. When he says two rams, one in the morning and one in the evening at dusk, okay? One-tenth of an ephah is believed to be 2 quarts of flour mixed with 1/4 hin or 1 quart of pure oil, and that's to be offered with the grain offering. And the command for these required offerings was given to Moses at Mount Sinai, which is also referred to as Mount Horeb. And the aroma from these burnt offerings was a pleasant fragrance to the Lord. You know, when you cook meat, there's an aroma that comes off of that. Well, that was pleasing to the Lord.
And the drink offering thereof shall be the fourth part of a hin for one lamb. In the holy place shalt thou cause the strong wine to be poured unto the Lord for a drink offering.
So the drink offering was approximately a quart to be offered with each ram, and this wine or drink offering was to be poured out before the Lord in the holy place, in a holy place.
And the other lamb shalt thou offer at even, as the meat offering of the morning, and as the drink offering thereof, thou shalt offer it a sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord.
So the evening offerings, like the morning offering, it's the same thing. And incidentally, in the King James Version, when you see meat offering, it actually is a grain offering or a meal offering. And if you just look at the context of what is in that offering, it tells you there's no meat in it.
Yeah.
It's flour and oil. That's not meat. It's a grain offering, okay?
And on the Sabbath day, two lambs of the first year without spot, and 2/10 deals of flour for a meal offering mingled with oil and the drink offering thereof. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering.
This is in addition to. These others are to be offered every day, morning and evening, but when you, on the Sabbath day, then two rams, less than a year old, it didn't have physical defects, with the grain offering, and it gives, you know, the 4 quarts here of flour mixed with oil. That's to be offered to the Lord in addition to the daily burnt offerings and grain offerings and drink offerings.
And in the beginnings of your months, you shall offer a burnt offering unto the Lord, 2 young bullocks and 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year without spot.
Here again, this is in addition to. You don't stop one to do the other. Every month, the first day of every month, each month, then 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male rams, less than a year old, offered to the Lord as burnt offerings. And these animals also could not have any physical defects.
And 3/10 deals of flour for a meal offering, mingled with oil, for 1 bullock, and 2/10 deals of flour for a meal offering, mingled with oil, for 1 ram.
So, 6 quarts of flour mixed with oil for each bull, and a grain offering of 4 quarts of flour mixed with oil to be offered with the ram, and a grain offering of 2 quarts of flour mixed with oil was to be offered with each ram less than a year old. And these burnt offerings were of a pleasant fragrance to the Lord.
Verse 14, and their drink offerings shall be 1/2 hin of wine unto a bullock, and 1/3 part of a hin unto a ram, and 1/4 part of a hin unto a lamb. This is the burnt offering of every month throughout the months of the year.
So the drink offering, 2 quarts of wine, is to be offered with each bull. A 1 1/3 quarts of wine was to be offered with the ram, and 1 quart of wine was to be offered with each ram less than a year old, and this was but to be presented to the Lord each month of the year. This is a continual thing, in addition to all the daily offerings and the Sabbath offerings.
And 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering unto the Lord shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering.
So in addition to these daily burnt offerings, drink offerings, each month a goat was to be offered as a sin offering. All these things, this is pointing to Jesus, okay? You don't need this after Jesus. He's fulfilled the law and the prophets, okay?
And in the 14th day of the first month is the Passover of the Lord.
Now that's pretty specific. The 14th day. You don't just celebrate it whenever you wanted to. But God had this thing designated. Now, obviously, we're not keeping these. The Jews who have not accepted Jesus Christ as the Messiah still keep these festivals. Okay.
And in the 15th day of this month is the feast. 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. In the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no manner of servile work therein.
So the 14th day is the Passover, right? Then, right adjacent to that, the 15th, starts the feast, if you will, of unleavened bread. No leaven can be eaten. And it got to where that was just all run together, the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And they were to gather on the first day of the Festival of Unleavened Bread for a sacred assembly. And on this day, no one was allowed to do any kind of work. It's you cease from your labor, you're honoring God. Here again, this is pointing to Jesus as our Sabbath. We cease from our labor. We rest in Him. We don't do our works. We believe in the work that He's done. Okay?
But you shall offer a sacrifice made by fire for a burnt offering unto the Lord. 2 young bullocks and 1 ram, and 7 lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish.
Real physical defects, right?
And their meal offering shall be of flour mingled with oil. 3/10 deal shall you offer for a bullock, and 2/10 deal for a ram. And a several tenth deal shall thou offer for every lamb throughout the 7 lambs.
So, 6 quarts with the young bulls, 6 quarts of flour with oil as a grain offering, the ram, 4 quarts with flour mixed with oil, and then the young rams, 2 quarts. Obviously, this would relate to the amount of meat that's coming off of each one of these animals. You understand?
And 1 goat for a sin offering to make an atonement for you.
Okay, that's self-explanatory, okay.
You shall offer these beside the burnt offering in the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering.
Nothing is left undone. There's just additional offerings you do at appointed times, okay?
After this manner, you shall offer daily throughout the 7 days the meat of the sacrifice made by fire, of a sweet savor unto the Lord. It shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering.
So the animals mentioned in verse 19 were to be sacrificed daily for 7 days as a pleasant fragrance to the Lord. And here again, this is in addition to the regular morning burnt offerings and evening burnt offerings and drink offerings.
And on the 7th day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work.
Holy convocation is just simply a sacred assembly coming together. And on these sacred assemblies, you did no work.
And in the day of the first fruits, when you bring a new meat offering to the Lord after your weeks are out, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work.
Okay, so first fruits, what's that? First of your harvest, the first produce that you get, or production that you get out of your fruit, you're to bring, he says, the new grain offering. The new grain, this is the first that's coming forth. And you take that to the Lord. This is the festival of weeks. They were together for a sacred assembly. At this time, no sacred work could be done.
But you shall offer the burnt offering for a sweet savor unto the Lord, 2 young bullocks, 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year, and their meal offering of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals unto 1 bullock, 2/10 deals unto 1 ram, a several tenth deal unto 1 lamb throughout the 7 lambs, and 1 kid of the goats to make an atonement for you.
Now, if you follow this, you see the measurements are the same, you know, with these offerings, 6 quarts, 4 quarts, 2 quarts. And then the goat, obviously, is always here as this, making atonement for the Israelites as a sin offering.
You shall offer them beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering. They shall be unto you without blemish, and their drink offerings.
And so these that are mentioned in verse 27 are sacrificed daily for 7 days. As a pleasant fragrance to the Lord, the drink offerings for each of these animals to be offered with them. And these animals were to be offered in addition to the regular morning burnt offering and drink offering. The animals offered in all these sacrifices had to be free of physical defects. That means that people had to look out after their animals, you understand? A physical defect could be an injury, and you want to take care of your flock, your herds.
So chapter 29, this gives us the protocol for the Festival of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and the Festival of Tabernacles. And in the 7th month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. It is a day of blowing the trumpets unto you.
Now, where this is in the King James Version, call it the Feast of Whatever, Feast of Unleavened Bread. I believe the more appropriate translation would be festival, because the feast carries the connotation of all kinds of food and all this, but not every feast, as they call it, not every festival was a time of eating, for instance, the Day of Atonement. And we'll look at that in a minute. But they're to come together at these appointed festivals that God has ordained and offer the sacrifices or do whatever God has ordained to be done. This is God's protocol. Okay? This is why we meet on a first day or seventh day, whatever time. This is where this comes from. It's you're taking a day as a Sabbath. Well, I'm a strong advocate of taking a day of rest and honoring the Lord, but not to the sacrifice of recognizing your rest is Jesus. Your Sabbath is Jesus. Okay, I have personal convictions. There's a day that I set aside. I will not do common labor. Okay? Just rest. Let it rest. But I know my rest is in the Lord, and I don't worship a day. I worship a person. You follow me? Mm-hmm. And so you have to keep that in perspective. The land needs rest. It doesn't need to be running 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, three shifts and all. It gets no rest. And it's not good for people not to rest. You understand? So there's wisdom in all of it. It's not just some religious thing. There is some wisdom in all these things. I know when I was in school, they taught crop rotation. Let this field rest. Why? So it can be rejuvenated with the proper minerals and all that it needs in order to produce a healthy crop. But now what do? You fast grow everything, and everything's chemical and all this kind of stuff. And if you haven't realized it, when you buy this stuff, it doesn't even taste right. It doesn't even taste like the food. Because we're not honoring the Lord in honoring His creation. You understand? I could talk a lot about that, but people would think I'm legalistic or religious, and that's nothing farther from the truth. But it's amazing to me how going into other countries, I can eat a fruit in that country and it tastes nothing like the fruit here. It has such a richer, more pleasant taste. And when you get in here where everything is gas grown, chemical grown somehow, it takes the taste out of it. Now, what is that? Wisdom would say, do it God's way. Just do it God's way and then reap the benefits of it. But your rest is Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Cease from your works and believe in His work.
Verse 2, and you shall offer a burnt offering for a sweet savor unto the Lord, one young bullock, one ram, and seven lambs of the first year without blemish.
So where are we? Okay. So, one bull, one ram, seven rams, young bull. Pleasant fragrance. Yeah, have you noticed every one of these things, it says these animals are not to have any physical defects in them? God will she pest.
Verse 3. And their meal offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram, and 1/10 deal for one lamb throughout the 7 lambs, and 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering to make an atonement for you.
6 quarts, 4 quarts, 2 quarts. You got that? Staying consistent, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good. Verse 6. Beside the burnt offering of the month and his meal offering and the daily burnt offering and his meat offering and the daily burnt offering and his meat offering and their drink offerings according to their manner.
Let's get that male goat for a sin offering to make atonement for the Israelites, okay?
Yes, and one kid of the goats for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. These sacrifices are a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord.
So the sacrifice is made in addition to the burnt offering, grain offering. Note this, for the new moon and the regular burnt offerings with their grain offerings and drink offerings, these sacrifices offered as burnt offerings to the Lord is a pleasant fragrance too. He didn't say to worship the moon. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
He's just saying that the new moon, then these sacrifices were to be made to the Lord.
Verse 7, and you shall have on the 10th day of the 7th month a holy convocation, and ye shall afflict your souls, and ye shall not do any work therein.
All right, here's one of the 7 required festivals. That was a time of fasting, not eating. Humbling yourself before the Lord on the Day of Atonement. That's why if you just look at everything as feast, this carries the wrong connotation. You're not understanding. But it is definitely a festival. It's a time to celebrate your sins being atoned.
Good. But you shall offer a burnt offering unto the Lord for a sweet savor, one young bullock, one ram, and 7 lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish.
Let me go back to that verse 7. It says you humble yourself. I'm talking about the Day of Atonement. You humble yourself. That's dealing with basically a fast. Obviously, it's going to be you humble your heart before the Lord. And they were demonstrating externally. But then he says abstain from any kind of work. Day of Atonement. Your sins are being atoned for. You don't work. You don't work to get it. You understand? It's pointing to something. Our remission of sin is not the result of our works. Our remission of sin is a result of the work Jesus did, which we call the redemptive work. Okay? And so we cease from our labor. If you want your sins remitted, you're going to have to accept what Jesus did. You can't do enough work to get your sins remitted. A lot of people think, well, you know, if I do good and I live morally right, then the Lord will understand. Here's what the Lord understands, what He said. He understands His Word. He understands that He meant what He said. He says what He means. Do it His way. You must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and receive Him as your Lord and Savior in order to get your sin remitted.
Here's some references for you if you want to jot these down. For the Day of Atonement, you can look back in Leviticus and take a look at chapter 16, verse 29. And as far as afflicting your souls, one of the reasons why Pete explained that this is a time of fasting, a time to humble ourselves before the Lord, is you can reference Ezra chapter 8, verse 21, and you'll see an explanation of that as well.
Under the Old Covenant, the fasting was a way of showing the Lord that you were humbling yourself before Him. For instance, like when Jonah went to Nineveh, and he tells them, you know, 40 days, 40 nights, you're going to be destroyed. What did they do? The king and all, even the animals, they repented. They put on sackcloth and ashes. That was an external demonstration of humbling themselves before the Lord, and they got a stay of execution as a result of that. They repented and made Jonah mad. He just knew the Lord was merciful. If we'll repent, there was a demonstration of repentance. So God withdrew the judgment for that period of time. They got a stay of execution. Later on, when they violated, they incurred the judgment of God.
Yeah. I think I read verse 8, did I? Let me go back. We'll hit it again. But you shall offer a burnt offering unto the Lord for a sweet savor, one young bullock, one ram, and seven lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish.
This is dealing with the Day of Atonement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And their meat offering shall be of, or meal offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deal to a bullock, and 2/10 deal to one ram. A several tenth deal for one lamb throughout the seven lambs.
So along with these animal sacrifices, you'll notice that grain offerings were presented too. Meat, bread, meal, flour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so these things are presented to the Lord. And then the drink offering is offered before the Lord too, poured out before the Lord. And no defects.
Mm-hmm.
Give your best to the Lord.
One kid of the goats for a sin offering beside the sin offering of atonement, and the continual burnt offering and the meat offering of it and their drink offerings.
So, if you look at Leviticus 16, it gives you tremendous insight. Here you're getting an overview.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at Leviticus 16, it really breaks it down, you know, with the two goats, the Lord's goat, the scapegoat, as it's called in the King James Version, to where one's killed bearing the penalty of sin, okay, which is a death penalty. The other is a scapegoat that's removed from them, taking the sin away. So one gets your forgiveness, and one gets the sin removed from you. So when God forgives you, 1 John 1:9 says He cleanses you from all unrighteousness. The psalmist says your sins removed as far as the east is from the west. Your past is the past. And it's amazing how people want to bring up your past. I like the song that says the old man's dead. You're talking about a dead man. You're not talking about me. You understand? It's amazing what's going on right now in this nation, trying to bring up all the smut and garbage of people from the past when their present's worse than their past or is bad.
Mm-hmm.
You better get me off of this.
Verse 12. And on the 15th day of the seventh month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work, and you shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days.
Okay, festival.
Festival.
To the Lord 7 days. Festival of Tabernacles is to be celebrated 7 days, okay?
Mm-hmm. And you shall offer a burnt offering, a sacrifice made by fire, of a sweet savor unto the Lord, 13 young bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year. They shall be without blemish.
Here you're getting the law. There's more detail to this. The festival of tabernacles or of booths is temporary dwellings, okay? It's showing where God brought them from and what God took them to, from journeying in the wilderness and moving in tents and all this to going into a land where houses were already built. But they needed to remind themselves of what God had done for them. Not wallow in sin and things of the past, but not forgetting what God has done for them.
That's great.
And then they offered these animal sacrifices, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Free of physical defects again.
And their meal offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deal unto every bullock of the 13 bullocks, 2/10 deals to each ram of the 2 rams, and a several tenth deal to each lamb of the 14 lambs, and 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering.
Now, if you look at this, Here again, he's keeping this commensurate to with the bulls and the rams. You'll find that there's a descending number here. We start out with 13 bulls, and it's just with the bulls, okay? We start out with 13 bulls, and we stay consistent when it comes to the other animals that are offered. But I'm sure there's some significance to that, and that's about all I know about it, so I can't tell you what I don't know, okay?
Yeah.
Heather wants to elaborate, she can't.
No. I have ideas, but no. And on the second day, you shall offer 12 young bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without spot, and their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, and the meal offering thereof, and their drink offering.
So you see the descending number of bulls, but you see the consistency of the others. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And on the third day, 11 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering and his drink offering.
Okay, keep reading.
Okay. And on the fourth day, 10 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner.
Now, you can look at this as redundancy, or you can look at this as detail. We'll make sure you know what you do on each day.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And we can't forget that 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering. Verse 26, and on the fifth day, 9 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without spot, and their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullock, for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering and his drink offering. Day 6. And on the sixth day, 8 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to the number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the seventh day, 7 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering.
Now, if you notice this, they started with 13 and goes down to 7. 7 is the minimum of the bulls that are offered. And so when you look at that from 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 7 days, right? And that, I would assume, have some significance to it, but here again, that's what got my attention, is 7 days, but the minimum was 7 bulls.
On the eighth day, you shall have a solemn assembly. You shall do no servile work therein. But you shall offer a burnt offering, a sacrifice made by fire, of a sweet savor unto the Lord, 1 bullock, 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year without blemish, their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullock, for the ram, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering and his drink offering.
So after these 7 days, then the eighth day you only offered 1 bull and the rest of these animals. In other words, you completed the 7 days. Now, he's dropped this down to 1 bull. And you'll have to get the Lord to explain all that to you. I don't have the revelation of it yet. Okay.
These things you shall do unto the Lord in your set feasts, beside your vows and your freewill offerings, for your burnt offerings and for your meat offerings and for your drink offerings and for your peace offerings.
So God, through Moses, is very explicit here that all these burnt offerings that we've looked at were to be presented to the Lord at these appointed festivals, and that these offerings were in addition, and he spells it out, to vow offering, freewill offering, burnt offering, grain offering, drink offerings, and peace offerings, in addition to. You don't let one go to do the other. This is on top of all these other offerings that you're doing.
And Moses told the children of Israel according to all that the Lord commanded Moses.
Now, I find this interesting because here again, we mentioned this earlier. This is at the end of Moses' career, if you will, that he's giving these instructions. So before they go in to that promised land, he is reiterating what God is requiring in these festivals and these offerings that are to be made. In other words, don't forget to worship God, and don't forget to do it God's way. This is what God requires. If you want the favor of God, then you keep doing this God's way. People are seeking for the favor of God, but they don't want to do it God's way. If you do things God's way, the favor's already there. You understand? You don't have to seek the favor of God. Just be obedient to God, and you have His favor. Amen?
Amen.
All right, our time's up, so we'll stop there and then pick back up with chapter 30 in our next session.
Okay.
A lot of reading this evening. Heather did pretty good, didn't she? Yeah, she got right through all that. And Father, I thank you that you bless us indeed. You enlarge our territory. Your hand's with us to keep us from evil so that we do not cause pain. You bless us, you keep us, you make your face to shine upon us, you're gracious unto us, you lift up your countenance upon us, you give us peace. So Lord, we invite you to rise up, let your enemies be scattered, and those who hate you lay before you. Amen.
Amen.
You guys have a great weekend. Be safe. Stay warm.